John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, get in. We got some calls this morning. How about that? That is different. That's crazy. That's just nuts. Astros lose yesterday. So Hunter Brown goes today. And it's on a getaway. Hunter Brown should pitch every getaway game. Because you get on the plane right away, right? I mean, I know you get away every 3 days or so. But no, at the end of every road trip, Hunter Brown should be the pitcher. Because you're going to get on a plane. It's a noon game today, and you could be on the plane by 2:30, and get back here.
And you throw in, whether it's real or not, the perception of the getaway day lineup, where a couple guys who are your everyday guys get a rest. So you're going to have a bad lineup plus your ace on the mound. What are we talking? An hour and 59 minutes?
Right.
How quickly will this game go?
So I'm in a deal on MLB Play. It's pretty cool. You have to pick a player to get a hit every day. And my latest strategy is just pick a batter from whoever the Rockies are playing, because they're a special kind of suck now. The Rockies are a special kind of suck. And they're throwing a guy today with an 11 ERA. So I got they're just awful, just terrible. So I've got, let me see, who did I pick? I forget who I picked. Anyway, I was thinking, though, taking Jeremy Pena today, but you never know with Joe Espada and his lineups. Taj Bradley is on the mound, and Pena's 2-for-7 against him this year, or in his career. Jose Altuve is 2-for-5 against him. And does Altuve looked like he was locked in last night? Does Jose Altuve go on a jag right now?
What does this mean? You've been saying go on a jag a lot lately.
Well, that means you go on a run. You go on a
I've never heard
on
this
a jag.
Term.
You don't know that? You don't know that expression?
Okay. What is no?
Okay.
I'm gonna Google this. I've never heard this, but you've only brought it to the table. You started saying it on Thursday, last Thursday at the Card House. You've been saying go on a jag, and I didn't know what any of this – I mean, context clues, I know what it means, but I've never heard the phrase.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a saying. I've said
to go on a jag means to engage in a period of unrestrained indulgence or a spree, whether it's related to drinking, crying, or other activities.
Okay.
It can also refer to a state of intoxication from liquor. That makes sense. Somebody said you were on a jag. And you thought that meant
what a great run I'm on.
Yeah, you thought you were on a run. You thought, I hope Jose Altuve goes on a jag. No, that means crying and drinking.
Oh, well.
Unrestrained indulgences.
Binge. If you have unrestrained, if you're on a binge, you're in a great place.
I think you can use it. Look, for example, he went on a shopping jag after getting his paycheck.
Yeah.
She's prone to crying jags when she's feeling down.
Yeah,
they were on a drinking jag last night.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can be on a hitting jag, I guess.
Yeah, you could be on a hitting jag. Yeah. See, I took Alec. You could pick two players, and I took Trey Turner and Alec Baum. And I think I'm going to get rid of Baum, and I'm going to put in Pena or Altuve. Who do you like?
Pena.
You like Pena?
I mean, I'd love to say Altuve, but I guess the two hits is a good sign.
I think
they were pretty good bats.
They were real good. I mean, he barreled up on it. And they were just talking about it, too, while he was up, that how few. And there were pitches right down the middle that he's fought. That's a bad sign when you get a flat fastball at about 91 and you just foul it off. Right over the middle and you just foul it off. That's a really bad – you're in a really bad place as a hitter. Because, Littell wasn't – he's not a great pitcher, so he's going to give you a couple of pitches per at bat. Where the really really good pitchers will make a mistake once per at bat, maybe, and so you got to take advantage of it. Jose Altuve's fouling off a lot of really really good pitches. That's a bad sign. That's a really bad sign. Or he's hitting them right into the dirt a lot of times. You know, so But he barreled up last night, which was really nice. But he did have his bat stolen, right? That's the rumor.
That's the rumor, and an even scarier rumor has come to light about Yordan Alvarez.
That he's coming back?
No, I don't. It's unconfirmed, so I don't want to say anything. We'll see if we can get the information here in the next break.
All right.
That we can share with people, but it's disconcerting.
We'll
have it at 10:18.
Okay. People are saying Lance's echo is back, Dell. So there you get that.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Excellent.
Oh, I can hear, but it's not with us. I can hear it now. It's got to be on your end somehow.
It's not on my end.
It has to be. It can't be us.
Well, I just
your stuff's always all busted up.
No, my stuff sits here. Nobody touches it. And then I come back. The maid came in and
I'm going to clean this. And then she messed up a bunch of knobs and whatnot. Mr. John said, I've got to clean this or I'm gone.
No, Mr. John did not say, I've got to clean this or I'm gone.
Mr. John.
Mr. John.
Hey, did you see this? This is raw. This is why I love, I respect Philadelphia fans. When I'm talking, Dell, turn his mic off and see what happens, or just turn him down and see if we still have the echo. There's still an echo in there that I can hear.
Maybe it's not me.
Did you pull his mic all the way down? Oh, pull his mic all the way down. Okay. Echo gone. Echo gone. Let me just say this real quick. So Gilly the Kid, there's Gilly and Wallow. Dell, I know you know that. $1 Million Worth of Game podcast. He came on Paul George's podcast because Paul's pretty much more of a podcaster than a basketball player right now. So he went on there, and Gilly is a huge – he's from Philadelphia. He's a huge Philadelphia fan. I don't even know how he got – I had to look up how he got famous. He's supposedly a rapper. I've never even heard of him, but I've heard of him because of his podcast. He just started showing up on my timeline, and I guess he's the unofficial Eagles hype man when they – over the last few years, big Eagles fan. He went on Paul George's podcast and to his face said, man, Paul, you played as many games as you missed last year. And then he went off on Joel Embiid and said, he'll give us 50-20 in one game and then settle for 17 footers the next game. And then he's not even playing. He went off right there on his podcast and told Paul George, we don't even know if you're playing anymore. You don't even hardly play. I mean, that's the kind of honesty that Philadelphia fans will give you right to your face. And what can Paul George say? It's true. At one point, Paul George had to say, yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to stop doing some podcasts right now and concentrate on trying to play basketball. The one thing about Giannis and KD and anybody else we talk about, if the Rockets make a trade, is just remember that Jalen Green plays basketball on a regular basis. We may not always be happy with the results around playoff time, but Jalen Green shows up and plays hard. I mean, always respect that because it's becoming rare and rare. After 4 years in the league, it's hard to find players who even play 70 games anymore. Whether it's intentional load management or nagging injuries, it is a fact of life that they're going to miss. Most of the best players miss, other than LeBron. LeBron's been, a workhorse forever. But missing 15 to 20% of their season, not unusual.
Yeah, I watched that. I saw that. And he just had to sit there and take it.
Yeah, nothing he said. Paul George didn't even flinch.
I mean.
And why do black guys get to wear sunglasses inside, Dell? And I can't. I can, but people are going to say stuff. No one says stuff to Paul George about having dark sunglasses on inside.
That is the – now, Anthony Edwards –
that's not fair.
Every post game now, Anthony Edwards is wearing some shades.
And we don't even – and no one even like – I'm just like, yeah, he looks pretty cool like that.
Do you want me to respond like RG3 or Ryan Clark?
Give me the Ryan Clark. You know what? That's a good way to say something. Do you want the RG3? Or do you want the Ryan Clark? Because they're two very different.
Yes.
Give me the Ryan Clark. That's fine.
I would say you don't have enough black men in your home that wear sunglasses to have a proper view and viewpoint on this conversation.
Yeah, but we know a couple black guys.
Well, but they're not at home. Are you having those conversations with them? Just because you know them doesn't mean you. I don't know.
Who are you having those?
Who are you having these sunglasses inside conversation with?
Wendy?
Well, now, you haven't had the conversation. Now you want to call Alonzo. You are not talking to black men in their 30s or younger who wear sunglasses inside.
Okay, can I get the RG3 now?
You're not equipped to have this conversation.
I'm going to call AJ then.
Can I get the Ryan?
AJ who?
Highsmith.
AJ Hinch. AJ Hinch. Can I get the Ryan? What's the RG3 sound like?
Well.
You weren't prepared for that.
I got something right now. It's clear that black men who wear sunglasses hate white men. That's why they wear those sunglasses. Because they know it bothers you and they don't like you. So that's why they continue to wear the sunglasses, because they know you're not cool enough to do it, and they are, so they're directing their hate at you.
I just want to have the confidence to wear sunglasses inside. That's all I want to do. I just feel like everyone's going to look at me if I wear sunglasses inside. And Anthony Edwards thinks everyone's going to look at me if I wear sunglasses inside, and he means it in a good way. I just want to have that confidence of a young NBA player to wear sunglasses inside. I have some light sensitivity. Okay.
Maybe he's going to a poker tournament right after.
Yeah. Chris Moneymaker did it back in the day.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of guys who wear sunglasses at the table.
They still do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't think they look like dorks?
No, they don't want people to see their eyes. You know, it's important that nobody be able to read you. I mean, this is highest level stuff. Maybe Anthony Edwards is headed to a poker tournament. But you don't know.
I see sometimes guys wear stuff. I'm like, I can't wear that on NFL Network. People would immediately, I'd turn into a meme. What, Steve Hatt can wear his hat like this?
You can't wear
on TV. Why can't I wear my hat like this?
Why don't you wear Calvin Murphy's suits?
Can't. Snacks wanted to when he was young. Now Snacks is just a bland vanilla milkshake dresser. Back in the day, he used to be like, he thought Calvin Murphy was the best dressed person in the country. And he wanted to have, like, where can I get a jacket like that? I'm like, son, I don't even know. I'm guessing we got to go somewhere where West Oaks Mall used to be.
At the end of the show, it says where who dresses Calvin Murphy. Okay?
He does. Yeah, he does get that.
I think Rudy Fustari, you can get some stuff there.
It's a little expensive.
Rudy Fustari, it's a little expensive.
I bought suits from Rudy. It's incredibly high quality.
Incredible.
Great stuff. Rudy's fantastic. But it ain't like, he's not, you don't try to half step into Rudy's place thinking you're just like, what kind of BOGO do you have going for me? Oh, no BOGO going on.
What I got now is a break. 713-780-3776. Basically a holiday show. If you want to get in, let's go.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 975 and 95. Should we address this? I mean, because it is a big stuff. This Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing. And give our perspective on it.
Ooh.
Can I say that this is so funny to me, watching this junior high drama live out between Ryan Clark and Marcellus Wiley. And you know what I learned about professional athletes? Is they're like gossipy, messy teenagers. It's crazy. This didn't used to be the case until a bunch of athletes came into space. And now it's just tea and gossip and, oh, no, you didn't. And they're just like... Dude, one girl fouled another girl hard so that she couldn't make a layup. The other one took exception to it. Who cares? Caitlin Clark, she hates Caitlin Clark. Yeah, she probably does. Who cares? People hate Draymond Green. Men have hated other men in sports for all of eternity. They get up in each other's face. Like, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen, that two players, and it's all being done because of social media, fake Caitlin Clark fans who wouldn't care if Caitlin Clark retired tomorrow to go work at a Whole Foods. Those same fans would perish. They would be gone. Angel Reese fans who act like Caitlin Clark isn't special and on a different level. They're a joke. Like, all of these fans, instead of the real WNBA fans who've been watching forever, like myself, obviously, we're the ones who are hurt most by this.
Been there since the beginning.
Since the beginning. I remember Cynthia Cooper. That's when the WNBA started, with Cynthia Cooper. She was basically the Babe Ruth of the WNBA.
Well, you know, though, that like they had 2.7 million viewers for that game.
No. It's tremendous eyes and all that stuff. But who cares?
It's creating
a lot of hate. It's creating a lot of hate for two players. And that's not healthy. I don't think that's good. Like it's one thing to have villainous characters like Draymond Green and all that, but it gets pretty, I will say, if you look online, it gets pretty, like, it's really ugly racist stuff.
Right.
You know, gorillas, this kind of, like, really over the top, really shouldn't be said stuff. And it's because two groups of people don't like each other. The Angel Reese / anti Caitlin Clark and the pro Caitlin Clark / anti Angel Reese. And it's like, and now you got media people feeding into it. And all it was a hard, it was a regular basketball play that I've seen a billion times. And if it happens in men's basketball, we don't even think twice. The Rockets have this happen every game. Every game the Rockets have some salt. And we don't think twice about it. It's not even did it turn racial when Tyler Hero got thrown down by Amen Thompson? No, we didn't even care about it. It's like, ha-ha, he threw Tyler Hero down. That's all it was. Like, damn, Amen Thompson, super salty and kind of strong.
So I know what team you're on. Del, what team are you on this? Angel on Team Reese or Team Clark?
I don't profess to be on either of their teams. I don't care that much about any of this, honestly. It's just basketball, as Lance said. I would rather talk about which team I'm on. Am I on RG3's team or am I on Ryan Clark's team?
Yeah, that's where the teams are. Now you got to pick media sides.
I got to pick a media team to be on.
Yeah, the basketball players are playing basketball. Let them play basketball.
Is RG3's opinion tainted because he's married to a white woman?
If you've missed all this.
Ryan Clark is super serious about everything.
Clark was
on the pivot,
and it was one of the clips they used to post on social media. He said RG3, because it's in response to RG3's claims that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. I didn't hear the original clip, but apparently RG3 had a real hot take on the whole situation. And Ryan Clark said, "Well, he can't be taken seriously in this matter when talking about black women and their feelings, because he doesn't have a black woman at home to have these conversations with." So I don't know if
he doesn't know. RG3 doesn't know any black women.
He didn't say that. He just said in his household.
I know more black women than RG3, apparently.
Well, that's not what Ryan Clark said. He said the person in this home that he would have this conversation with doesn't exist because he is not married to a black woman. That was Ryan Clark's point. Of course, RG3 said, "Hey, don't bring my wife into it." And this devolved into the back and forth where other people had to get involved. Ryan Clark called RG3 a bad teammate on the field and off, blah, 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 on and on and on.
Angel Reese kicked it up a notch, I guess, with her TikTok, scared white girl.
I think she liked or reposted something.
If that's real, because NBA Centel tricked everyone with the other one, the LeBron James thing. You know that wasn't real, right?
Well,
the LeBron James didn't win. That was like fake.
Outkick is on.
Yeah, I think if you go to her, I don't know if it's still up, I guess, if you go to her account.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
NBA players do this kind of stuff all the time. We never make big deals about this.
Well,
we never make big deals. They sip their tea.
I'm on Team Reese here, and I'm going to need this.
You're an LSU guy. Of course you are.
I'm going to need this hate to stop, okay? White people have got to stop, okay?
I just sit and let y'all can just keep having your little media fights. These former athletes who are acting like junior high and high school kids, man, that's sad to me. They're having the stupidest fights over the stupidest stuff because they all think they're saying something very profound. Like every time on the pivot, Ryan's, it's the most profound thing he's ever said. And there's times I listen to him and I think, oh, man, that's pretty deep. That's really good. But now he's on the soapbox every time for everything. Like, it's crazy. He's on a it's just, oh, my God. This must get exhausting, having to have these battles on social media all the time.
I'm on team I don't care.
Yeah, that's my team.
Like, I do like these. We've got more. There's more drama now. It's just so fun seeing all the, you know, Dylan Brooks and Draymond. And, I mean, it's just Angel and Caitlin. And there's just so much. It's just so good. So good, all the drama. We used to care about. Now, I will say this. Did y'all see Walker Buehler last night?
No, what did he do?
Oh, my goodness. He threw a strike, but the catcher got up because there was a runner stealing. The pitch was right down the plate, right down the middle. He throws to second base, doesn't get the runner. And the ump just calls it a ball.
Oh, I saw that. I thought that was a little low, though. You thought it was a strike?
No, it was right down.
Okay.
It was, yeah. And Buehler said, it's right down the effing middle. It's right down the effing middle. And the ump, first, Buehler was like, hey, that's a strike. And I think the ump tossed him, and he goes, that's right down the effing middle, and he ended with an FU. And,
and he got kicked out.
Yeah, and he got kicked out. And Alex Cora got kicked out as well. But that ump is, he's got a, that's, to me, the kind of drama I want to see. I want to see this ump and Walker Buehler next time, right, that they play. That's the kind of
drama. We're kind of finding out that John likes, like.
He's a messy bee. Is what
John is
out.
Messy.
The ladies would call you, the girly pops would call you a messy bee.
Yeah.
Why is that messy?
Because you like drama.
You like drama. You're messy.
More drama. You're a messy bee.
Yeah, I do. You are. You're Real House Husbands of Los Angeles.
Definitely.
No, I don't.
You're a messy.
You're a messy. You know what like Sean Mapes would say about you? Girl, stop.
I really don't think he's going to like you putting him in that light.
Well, shows are putting other shows in different lights.
That's
now.
True, but yeah. You don't actually have audio of Sean saying that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
This is what the street said, that was his catchphrase. Okay. I don't know for a fact.
He's got a catchphrase?
Hey, when we come back, something very serious. This is not
callers.
A joke. All right, let's get a caller in right now.
All right, and when we come back, we'll get those callers in.
Okay.
But right now.
And also, we're going to find out something really disturbing has happened with Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, my God.
And we've got the news when we come back.
Oh, my God. I need to talk about the Golden Nugget right now. Listen, I think it's well documented. I love the golf. I love the gamble. I mean, the pool, the cabanas, the casino, the restaurants, the Blue Martini nightclub. It doesn't get any better than Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I got it's 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. I don't have to go all the way to Las Vegas. That's a 7 hour from door to door. It's a good 7 hours. Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You got quality Las Vegas style hotel, quality Las Vegas style casino, quality Las Vegas style restaurants, shopping, everything. There's nothing at the Golden Nugget that you can't get in Las Vegas. There's no reason to go all the way to Vegas. So get your Golden Nugget on. We're going to be there the 9th and the 10th. Michael and his wife Angel, I think, are coming. Let's go. We want you guys there. But we want you guys to go and enjoy. You need a little getaway for a day or two? Man, it's so easy. So much easier. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. We got a couple of callers on the line. Gary and Chris want to get in here. Gary is first up. What do you say, Gary? How are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys? I actually think Angel Reese is like the worst. Anyway, I hate this subject, but let me just say this. Like, I don't think it's odd that the person who was the recipient of the hard file is the person who RG3 says has the hatred in their heart. I don't think either one of them hates each other. I think RG3 is a clown, but Like, that's not weird. Like, Caitlin Clark committed the hard foul, which is just basketball. He inserted himself saying that somehow Angel Reese hates Caitlin because she got fouled and I guess responded. The second thing I want to say is what Ryan Clark is saying, honestly, guys, and I mean, I've been listening to you guys since 6'10", but that's a conversation, like, it's a much deeper conversation. That's not really a basketball conversation, right? That may be a conversation that's, like, I'm not trying to, like, be exclusionary, but Ryan Clark is having kind of like a kitchen table black people conversation. Like, RG3 documented is a black man that I'm not necessarily sure likes that is the fact of his life. And that's fine. It's a free country. And basically, you know, Ryan Clark is speaking on something that I'm not necessarily sure everybody understands. I don't think that he's that off base based on everything that's been reported about RG3. But RG3 initiated this stuff. The other thing that I need black people to understand is this is not actually a rivalry. Like, Angel Reese is not on the same level as Caitlin Clark. That's not racism. That's just a fact. That's not a rivalry between Draymond Green and LeBron James. It's just not. You know what I mean? I'm not saying Angel Reese is not a good player, but her and Caitlin Clark are not on the same level, right? Caitlin Clark is the real star of the WNBA, and Angel Reese is trying to insert herself as some type of villain, but they are not the same level of player, and somebody saying that does not make the work.
All that is right, dead on point.
We remember Matt Barnes and Kobe. That's kind of what this might be.
It is kind of what it is. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. Everyone has to comment on, make sure everyone knows it's, like, if you watch, you know, you already know it's Matt Barnes versus Kobe. And that's fine. As far as the other things concerned, see, I'm totally aware and understand of what you, that's a conversation for other people. That's not my conversation. I totally get that. I also thought when I listened to RG3, all he said was that he thought he made a comment that he thought Angel Reese. Now, I guess he went further with some of his mannerisms or whatever. The comment that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark, there's a good chance that's possible. Yeah, that's not outrageous. I was talking to Bomani Jones about this, like off the. He and I were texting back and forth. He's like, "What's controversial about that?" He goes, "Yes, she hates her."
I think
that's
people
obvious.
Confuse real hate with sports hate. She just.
Yeah.
That might just be what it is.
There may be some jealousy because they came in together and then one of them is kind of taken off. But who cares? I don't care. But the other thing was when Ryan Clark said what he said, I heard it and then I kept listening. And then I thought people made more than it actually was. I don't think, like, Ryan Clark said something, but he didn't bring RG3's wife into it. He didn't say anything bad about RG3's wife. He was talking about RG3 not having a perspective. But he didn't actually say anything negative about his wife. RG3 tried to make it sound like you were talking about my wife and my kids. No, he wasn't. He was trying to say you didn't have a certain perspective. I think that's a conversation to be had that doesn't impact me, or I'm not in that conversation. That's not my conversation. But I thought people extrapolated and made it more than it really was all the way across the board. That's why this has gotten so lame. This is a bunch of junior high school stuff. Like, man, if y'all got personal baggage that needs to be resolved, man, get to some therapist and let's get it solved. Y'all ain't solving anything on social media. This is not the place to solve stuff. It's only the place to make it worse. If you got an infection, it's going to get worse on social media. You don't go here to heal. This isn't where you heal. This is where toxic stuff gets inside your wound and kills you.
That inside your wound.
Wound, not womb.
Yeah, that. We don't want toxic stuff inside our womb.
Remember when Dr. J hit Larry Bird in the face when Bird was being held? Yeah, Bird. Remember that when they got in a fight early in their career, John?
Isaiah and
No. Dr. J and Larry Bird had a fight. Oh, my God, on social media? Can you imagine what would have happened? You know what we did in early 80s? We just like, oh, damn, Doc and Larry Bird got in a fight. I didn't know players didn't, you know, I didn't know these grown men didn't. That was before I knew that everyone beat each other up in the ABA. I was too young. Yeah, I was too young. I didn't realize that full fist fights, you didn't even get kicked out back in the day. You could have a full fist fight and stay in a game. And it wasn't pretending like you were going to fight. It was a full fist fight.
No, absolutely. That was back in the day. Man, that was fun. That was good. Now, I mean, last night, Shea, and there's so much going on. I mean, I've seen so many. The Shea, he and Luca, their flopping is just incredible. It's awful.
Shea is really bad. Like, he's really bad. He's way worse than James. James tried to get that underhook foul with his arms. Shea is falling to the ground. The only thing that's going to stop this is falling and getting a deep bone bruise that keeps him out for 2.5 weeks.
Referees have to stop it. He initiated the contact and then goes to the ground and he shoots it as he's going to the ground, banks it off, and he gets the foul. It's just ridiculous. He's the worst flopper in the game. Shea is probably. Yeah. Luka's bad.
No, it's
Luka's bad. Yeah. But these two are terrible, terrible. All right, you got Chris on the line.
Full board.
Oh, let's go. Chris is. Let's start with Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to love the show. Gary actually had it right. Like, these two guys aren't even in the same category. But more importantly, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and we try to watch this game. We watch probably 2.5, 3 quarters of it. And I know, John, you're an advocate for women, but there's no way we can pay these people, these ladies, close to any other sport. I mean, the actual brand is terrible. The amount of turnovers and bad passes. I mean, the best thing Caitlin Clark could have done is let Angel Reese shoot the layup. Because it would have been a miss. She should have just waited for the rebound. Like, remember when we were kids, Lane? She used to play jump 21, and somebody shoot the ball. You knew couldn't shoot. You wouldn't go guard him. You just wait for the ball, get the rebound, called, and put it back up.
That's called self-check.
Yeah.
That guy's just say, you just say self-check. Just to
You're not an ally.
This brand of basketball is really terrible. But anyway, guys, love the show. I'll get back.
Well, there's a reason that there's that video with Angel Reese on the cover of Wheaties boxes. Where they keep throwing it in the basket and missing, there's a reason that happens. It's because she's really terrible around the basket.
Yeah, great rebounder. Some of it is the offensive rebounding of her own misses, but
right.
She's not an efficient offensive player.
No, efficiency is not one thing. It's not her thing. Who's next, Del?
We move to Julian. He wants to talk Ryan Clark. What's up, Julian?
Morning, fellas. So, first off, Caitlin Clark didn't even foul her that hard. When you flop and throw yourself to the floor, it looks a lot worse than what it really is. Second, Ryan Clark, one of his things that he said was Caitlin Clark's fans are racially biased. Coming from a guy who, look, because I used to listen to the Pivot a lot, I had to stop because every time he had a black man on there, the question always starts, as a black man, how do you feel? Being a black man, what do you think when you are looking at blah, blah, blah as a black man? Dude, why? He's it's like Gary. Gary is the type of person that loves Ryan Clark. And it's just like.
You're not talking about the Gary that just called in. You mean the other Gary.
Yeah, you mean this? You know what Gary.
I know which Gary you're talking about. Yeah.
Lance's boy.
No, Gary, he's all right.
But it's just crazy to me that you can constantly bring up race and then say, oh, well, her fans are racially biased. Bro, you're racially biased. Y'all have a good one.
Well, I think there are a lot of her fans who have that. I think both things are probably right, if you really want to know the truth.
That show, it's a show with black men on it talking about
issues.
It's
probably not, yeah,
it's
about
a show.
Yeah,
that will
not really for you, probably. Oh,
I don't know what Julian's into, but it's a show with a full all black cast, and they'll have guests who aren't black. But for the most part, it's a guy who's positioning himself to talk about black issues and sports and other things. So it wouldn't surprise me that he leads off conversations that way.
Yeah, it's kind of that's the podcast.
Yeah.
That's the
podcast. I don't think it's a straight sports flat out, we're just going to talk sports.
No. If you watch, unless he has like Bill Belichick on or the Andrew Schultz one, that was an interesting when Andrew Schultz basically called him out right there, like you made it something that it wasn't when I made a comment, and that was kind of interesting. Ryan Clark has been wildly hypocritical on multiple issues. My biggest problem was when he went after Baker Mayfield for doing stuff on social media when he was with Cleveland, and like, this is not how you lead a team. You don't say this kind of stuff on social media where you leave these cryptic messages. And I actually agree with him. I was like, yeah, Baker's being a drama queen. Then when Deshaun Watson did it, who is repped by David Mulgeta, who's also, by the way, Ryan Clark's rep. He's like, this is hilarious. Yes, Deshaun. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Dude, just have the same energy for the same thing. If you don't like quarterbacks doing that kind of stuff.
Not if it's the same agent. Not if you got the same agent, you don't.
Well, then don't speak on it.
No. Well,
you think people are self-aware enough to know that people can point out your hypocrisy?
I would think it's easy. It's easy for me to see.
Well, no, not for the people.
I didn't know. By the way, I didn't know they had the same agent until years later. I saw the hypocrisy. I was like, wait a minute. Baker Mayfield was a bad guy for doing it, and it was immature. Everything he said there, I agreed with. But then when Deshaun does, he was laughing like, man, this is hilarious. Deshaun's got all these future lyrics. I was like, wait a minute. It's not so funny to me in
Houston. You better watch yourself with all those histrionics. You know, RG3 got in trouble for that. You better watch yourself.
Yep.
All that clapping and head bobbing.
Head bobbing.
We got a break. Time to talk about Champion Energy. Time to talk about your electricity bill. Time to talk about getting it down. Being as efficient as possible. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. I still got them. We still got our house there, and I've been using Champion for 17 years now. I love Champion Energy. I love what they've done for me in my life. I've saved a lot of money because of Champion Energy. You know what? It's like that stock that you buy and you just leave it, let it go, leave it alone, and see what happens. And that's exactly the same thing with Champion. When I got in, I was like, okay, let's see how much I'm going to save. And I've been saving and saving and saving and saving over the years. And you will too. If you're sick of your electricity bill, go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Fancy.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we got a lot of calls today. I mean, this is actually Spark, you see? I'm not a messy bia. Okay?
Well, let's get
people
into some more.
To talk about
let's get into our race radio.
You're a little messy.
Race radio will get phone calls if that's what you're looking for, Messy John.
I just brought it up to see. I wanted to give my point of view on it because I think I've got perspective on a white woman and a black woman having issues. I think I've got perspective.
What's your perspective?
My perspective is I know white people and black people.
His perspective is Wendy's like, shut the fuck up right now, John. Stop.
My perspective is, okay, I'm outside looking in,
yes.
So I can be objective, okay? Because I'm dark meat, people still
that.
Think I'm
there
white.
There he goes.
Okay? That's it. So I got perspective on all of
you're
this.
Italian. We saw how complicated it was in True Romance.
I know about race relations with Italians. I watch Goodfellas and Godfather. You guys are very understanding.
Okay. That is not real.
Make up your own names.
Yeah. What? What have I?
I didn't even know what that name meant until I watched movies. Like, wow, the Italians are good with racial slurs.
That's right. Goodfellas is based on a true story. So
yeah, okay. Henry Hill. That's real.
That's true. All right, let's get Israel in here. Get Israel's perspective on this. What up, Israel?
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, first of all, Clayton Clark she's a turnover machine. She broke the WNBA record by a mile. You know what, Angelique, she broke a record. Double-doubles and rebounded. You going to try to say that she's Barnes? Barnes ain't never led nothing in rebounding or nothing. And you know what? America got mad. You know why? Because Angel was a champion. She beat her. She beat her in the national championship. It's like Bird and Magic. It's just what it is in America, bro. That's just what it is. This is 1965, though. This is 2025. And we're not going for all that deceiving lies. Angel Reese was in the running for Rookie of the Year. Clay Caitlin Clark is a she's an all hype. She's like Ray Shepard getting picked number three, and then y'all get up and lie, deceive. You're a bunch of deceivers. That's it.
Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese was in the running for Rookie of the Year because of Caitlin the media Clark invention of it. Like no one who watched those games outside of the commentary on certain shows were like, hey, we should put Angel Reese up there. By the way, the voting was 66-1. 66-1.
What do you mean she was in the running?
Because at one point the narrative was that Angel Reese was actually
the
rookie
odds
of the year.
Never it
but
was
their
so
odds
funny
were never changing.
The odds weren't even close. Like it was that's how you knew Vegas is like, man, we ain't going for all this dumb
but his
first
point
take
is,
first
Angel
take
Reese
stuff
was in the running for of Caitlin Clark's award. Wait a minute, what?
Because I made the comp that as instigator versus star, I made the or villain versus star, I did the whole Matt Barnes thing as a bit of a joke. But his comeback on the phone even, and you heard it there, was that Angel Reese was in the running. No, that was a storyline on ESPN because of Angel Reese's rebounding. But when you looked at the odds, she was never in it. And then the voting came out, and it was 66-1.
She was right in it, though.
Yeah.
She was right there. If she could have flipped 33 votes, she would have been right there.
No, it wasn't. It's not close between those two. I don't even know why that has to be said. We already know. Anyone who says it's close or whatever is not a serious person, and that's it. I mean, I'm sorry that pigmentation exists, but it does, and it shouldn't matter for any of this stuff. I just watched the magic, what I referenced, the Larry Bird, Dr. J fight. This country could not have survived that 30, 40 years later. It couldn't have survived the Larry Bird, especially with social media. It couldn't. It just goes to show you how bad off this country is from a race relations standpoint. Larry Bird's literally being held by Moses Malone while Dr. J punches him like three times in the face. And it was like, and then the Celtics ran on the court and broke it up. Then ML Carr got punched in the face by a jab by Moses Malone after things get broken up. And then everything just went back to basketball. And it was not like, I don't remember, there wasn't a whole lot of sports talk back then, but it didn't take up all this, like, it just didn't take up a whole lot of space. It was just two stars got in a fight, which is kind of, a lot of times the guys fighting sometimes weren't always stars at that level. Dr. J, and that was in a, conference finals, I think. That was an Eastern Conference finals, so it was a really big game. And Dr. J punched Larry Bird in the face three times. Not only did he not get kicked out of the game, it didn't turn into a national crisis. It was Dr. J punched Larry Bird. Now, it was a cheap shot, too. If you look at it now, you're like, damn. Moses Malone was holding Larry Bird while Larry Bird got socked in the face three times. But it was what it was. Back then, you had to scrap. It was a lot like prison, 70s and 80s basketball. Sometimes you just had to, you know, you got called out and you just had to catch the fade on the basketball court. That's just what it was.
That's all. Hey, I'm watching it right
now. Larry
Bird
must have called him a bitch. So Dr. J couldn't let that stand, so he had to jump him.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Boom. Oh, man, they used to throw now.
They were throwing real punches. It wasn't all this, let me at him. It was like, we're just starting a hockey punch, chainsaw punches. Larry Bird, that's what Ryan LeShane told me. That's what they call him in hockey, chainsaw punches. You know, the ring, 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 ring. And that's what Larry Bird, that's what Dr. J was doing. He was hitting him with the chainsaw punches. Boom, 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 boom.
Do you think that Israel was, when he called us deceivers, was that a biblical thing?
I don't know. I have my headphones off.
You normally don't
get
called deceivers unless it's like a Bible thing.
That is very biblical. Speaking of deceivers, play what your people have been asking. Listen to this, John. This is extraordinarily troublesome about Yordan Alvarez, but explains. Where is Yordan, John?
Where is Yordan? Yeah. He was in the dugout the other night.
So you think he's available? You think that was really Yordan?
Yes, I think it was true.
Well, then please explain this then.
We have Yordan Alvarez in a secure location, being guarded by very dangerous men with a very dangerous skill set. If you hope to get him back, you must send us $10 million in Bitcoin to the Coinbase wallet address that we will be sending over to you shortly. Once again, if you want to get Yordan Alvarez back, give us our $10 million in Bitcoin. Now, I will say he does have a hand injury. We had nothing to do with that. He already had it. It was pre-existing, so, you know, don't hold that against us. But give us our Bitcoin, and you can get your beat-up outfielder back, or DH, or whatever it is he plays.
Well, that's...
I don't have $10 million. And Jim Crane doesn't typically like to throw a lot of money out there on top of what he wants. Like, he'll give you what you get. As long as you do it early, he'll give you good money. I'm worried we're never getting Yordan back. I'm worried he's never coming back.
Who did that? Let's not do that. Okay? Kidnapping is not funny anymore. It used to be funny back in the 80s. But it's not funny anymore.
Because sometimes you would make, like, the kidnappers would rue the day they ever kidnapped you. Remember that time when they tried to kidnap? Remember that day? Well, they wasn't a kidnapping, but they tried to come get in that in Macaulay Culkin's house, and then he kept getting hit in the face with bricks and paint. And, you know, like, they kept getting their face, an iron, a hot iron would hit them in the face.
Right, there's that.
Man, that was hilarious now.
Yeah, but Mel Gibson, give me back my Yordan!
Yeah. Or Taken. Remember Taken?
Oh, yeah.
Or Creasy, where you had Man on Fire, where you put those fireworks up that guy's ass and blew him up. Anytime, but this is what I know about movies. If somebody gets kidnapped, somebody, something really terrible, there's going to be a hero that comes in and gets a lot of revenge on kidnappers.
Do we all have an avenging angel when we get kidnapped? Can I count on that?
You don't really have a lot of friends.
Lance is going to come get you,
Joe. Who?
Lance is going
to come get you. Maybe Abigail would try to give people some energy drinks in exchange.
For my freedom?
You're probably dead. Yeah, your dad will even go,
Do you have an avenging angel? Someone who would come save you?
Monty probably wouldn't.
Someone also capable.
Well, Snacks is pretty good with some of his chokeholds now, and he has been lifting a lot. He is eating about 140 grams of protein a day, even though that's way more than he needs to. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just have to – hopefully the listeners will step up and save me.
Yeah.
Some listeners, maybe not Israel.
Israel's not stepping up.
Israel's not going to probably step up.
If Dell was kidnapped, Israel might think about it.
The killer bees will let
me die. I don't think so. I'm not sure I'm the right type of people for
maybe Power 105. Maybe they would.
66-1 thing.
Oh, I just gave
I didn't do the voting. That's what it's up there. I didn't make that up.
Yeah, but you refuted his he was making the case now.
Now she was in the race. He also was
right there in the hunt.
He
was right there until you brought up 66-1.
Yeah, we got to go to break. But he said on the phone with me that she was in the race until she got hurt. She played 34 games last year out of a total like 39 or so. Her getting hurt had nothing to do with it. Her play did.
She was right there, and you disputed it. You know who's right there for you? Brinkman Quality. Brinkman, and I say Brinkman Quality, that's the website. Brinkman, Brinkmann. Man, roofing is, it kind of sucks. So you know what? You know what you never do? Well, let me take a look at my roof. But you know what you need to do? Take a look at your roof. Especially if it's shiny. Jason told me this. Jason Brinkman, he took over. The family's been doing, I love a family business. The family's been doing roofing for 50 years in the greater Houston area, and they are really, really great at it. And here's the deal. And he told me, he said, listen, tell the people, if you've got a shiny roof, you're in some trouble. And when if anything happens, God forbid, we get a hailstorm or really windy and rainy, and all of a sudden your roof is leaking, and it ruins your furniture, ruins your house, the insurance company ain't paying. It ain't paying because you haven't taken care of your roof. Take care of your roof. And if you're going to replace your roof, get these solar shingles because they pay for themselves. But they do any kind of tin roofing, whatever. It doesn't matter what kind of roofing it is. They've done it. They've seen it. They do it. Siding as well. There is nobody, I mean, honestly, you can trust. Brinkman Quality means quality. They're in Friendswood, but they'll travel the entire area. 844-215-2876. 844-215-2876. Tell Jason that you heard it right here. BrinkmanQuality.com. You got to do something about your roof. Do it now.
ESPN 97.5.